the worst of 2016 rolls on with, well, one of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. It's David Ayer's Suicide Squad. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. That's right. We're talking about Suicide Squad. You know, I think this is one of the most asked-after movies for us to do, outside of before we did BVS.
Well, because it's universally hated.
Like, is that right?
I don't believe the people who, Chris, like, say they love this movie, I don't believe them.
Some people say they do.
I know, and yeah, I don't believe them at all.
But what do you think the motivation is for that?
Yeah. For that, it's just because, like, oh my God, Harley Quinn's on the screen.
Yo, so you think that's what a lot of basement dwellers are jerking off to this?
She's a very popular character.
Yeah, a lot of basement dwellers are jerking off.
Thank you, Steve. A lot of above ground dwellers are also jerking off.
Not jerking off or not jerking off. A lot of women find her a lot of fun. She's a very popular character in the DC universe.
Kevin Smith named his kid after
for the last 20 some odd years.
He did.
You could edge throughout this entire movie if you wanted.
If you totally wanted to.
That's a lot. I don't know, though. Edging, though.
I should say, yeah, speaking of which, we are talking about the extended cut. So that's 2 hours and 15 minutes of keeping it together.
Not much more Joker, by the way, which is kind of hilarious.
That's like kind of what, like, you heard, like, the rumors, like, clucking around on the internet, like, ooh, extended cut. That's gotta mean more Joker.
Here's the thing. That's a point to it.
Yeah.
If you could take out more of Jared Leto in this movie, I might be kinder to it.
Here's my question that I had, and it's like in the middle of my notes, but I'll just like say it right here because we're talking about him. And again, this is going to be like we're just kind of talking about this movie because there ain't much plot to be found.
Ugh, watch Ghostbusters and you'll know what the fucking plot of this movie is.
But basically, I was thinking, watching it this time for the second time in my life, kill me.
Yeah.
What are the odds that this Joker... we don't like it. Like, how much do you think we don't like it because of the way it looks? Ooh. Because it is really, really stupid.
I think that is like the majority of it. I think I know everyone hates Jared Leto. Okay, but
it's kind of cool to hate Jared Leto, which is the thing, and I don't really like that.
Right, and
I love that. Yeah, I've been on the hating
totally
Jared Leto
into it
tip for a long
but
time.
I honestly don't think you need a really good actor or performer to play the Joker.
I mean, look at Cesar Romero. That guy could barely fucking get a word out.
Well, let me put the other side of this. I think
an insult to Cesar Romero, but I'll let that stand.
I mean, that's true, and Steve has a point.
Shave
there.
That mustache. You're playing a clown. Look, you know what, man? He was a proud Latino gentleman, and he's like, look, I'll be your clown, but I'm still going to the fucking Cabana Club on Saturday. And I'll be damned if I don't have a mustache.
And you just tell me all the perverts who like being clowns don't have mustaches. Yeah, it's a realistic thing.
A lot of bearded clowns. I've seen a Rob Zombie movie.
I stepped on your point, Chris.
I will say I'm exactly the opposite. I don't think the look is even a quarter of the problem here.
Is that right?
I think most of the problem is him, like the honey, we're going to do it now. Oh. And I'm like, dude.
So if Daniel Day-Lewis was in this role and was dressed and had all the same tattoos,
it would be so much better.
Daniel Day-Lewis, you better believe, would be a mustache painted Joker. Yes. By the way,
I'm into it. Has
he got the big Gangs of New York mustache with white on?
Oh, it's a Bill the Butcher mustache, yeah. Guaranteed.
I like that.
And the big mallet makes more sense there.
Yeah, just with all of it.
Does he have the mallet?
Literally all of it.
Harley Quinn has the mallet.
Oh, right.
At this point, the Joker's just a copy of a copy of a copy. It's just like, I kind of don't care.
But I think he's doing a little bit of Heath Ledger. I hate to bring it. It's a little flat Minnesota kind of hater. Yeah, that's right. I'm
and
still
the funny
kinda
thing
talking
is,
like this.
I hate to break it to Jared Leto, because at least according to the Tribune anyway, it says that he claimed that he refused to rewatch Dark Knight. But it's like, dude, once you've seen that performance,
it's in there.
It's in you.
Exactly.
You can't just not. Like, that's why I feel like the Joker in live action form from Ledger on out is impossible to not be Ledgerfied at some level.
Somebody can go a different. I do think somebody can go a different way with it. With the perhaps my problem with Jared Leto is that he's too controlled to me. He feels too controlled. Like the character he's very, should be the out thing
is,
there.
Jared Leto as a person is so self-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that he's not getting lost in that role. It's
Didn't he edge for 70 days? Was that how that worked?
That's
what was he doing? And he was sending people like condoms and like Sally Mae reports
what is this,
or whatever.
The Jerky Boys?
Can you imagine sending a condom to Viola Davis and thinking that's a good thing to do for your character?
Wait a second. Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Good, Eric.
A condom for Viola. She's in a whole other movie here.
Yeah.
Because I what I started doing this time was just putting like pluses and not neededs in my notes. A plus in this movie is Viola Davis, I think.
I think Margot Robbie's really good in this. I think she's dressed very sillily. I think there's a better costume to be
sillily?
Sillily. In a silly way.
Why didn't you just say she's dressed very silly?
Yeah, I just fucked it up.
Because I like making up words, and that's what I'm going to do here.
Yeah, yeah. And just the daddy's little mom. All the Joker-branded wear we could fucking keep.
The lucky you above the shorts. I wanted to kill someone.
Who was making these outfits?
Perverts!
I mean, downright perverts. There,
you go in any store in this country, in the United States, you will see pervert-made clothing.
Oh, yeah. You get like a pair of sweatpants on a little kid. It says juicy.
Yeah.
That's just Joker brand clothes right there.
Right, Chris?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Robbie's good. And honestly, another thing, and this might split the room a little bit. You know who I think's good in this movie is Will Smith.
Yeah, he's good.
As Deadshot.
I think the character's written badly, but he's doing his best with it. Yeah. I mean, the whole fucking thing's like, it's a pile of fucking shit.
Throughout this movie, when we got into the, you get the Will Smith backstory and stuff of Deadshot, I'm just like, okay, just make it about him.
Yeah.
Just structure it around someone. Right. And then I'm like, oh, wait, is this going to be a witch movie? Okay, focus on that. Pick one thing.
Yeah, you can't have like a Dirty Dozen type movie, and then there's also witches involved.
You know, in the Dirty Dozen, you don't get like fucking 40 minutes on the backstory about Maggot.
Exactly. These cut into the backstories things, like, I don't need it. You do it up front enough with like their fucking
the five
bios.
Beginnings of this movie. Jesus.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I should say this, though. If anyone is not aware of what this is, let's turn really quickly to comic book experts, to you, Sadek, to briefly explain what the Suicide Squad is.
In the 80s, a guy named John Ostrander and somebody else who I'm forgetting, who I'm sure somebody's screaming about right now, created a...
Oh, my Lord. Steve Sadek is not so much a comic book expert. He's a comic book expat.
Yes, exactly. I've been exiled.
Exactly.
It is the Dirty Dozen. It's a comic book outfit wherein it's a rotating cast of characters, so it would always be a different group every time. Or like,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, there'd be an arc of these characters. Somebody would die, maybe somebody wouldn't. Then some people would cycle out, cycle in. The Penguin was there for a bit. You know, that's what you want. But like, Deadshot was always there. It's just a group of supervillains that are either given clemency or time off their sentence to do some dirty shit for the government by Amanda Waller. And that's it. And that's witches, I don't believe, come often around.
Oh, that's good. No witches.
But I mean, Enchantress was there, but it wasn't about like...
See, this is a fun idea for a comic book.
It's a great idea for a comic book.
I just don't know if it would translate to a movie ever.
There's too much shit that you have to jam in, and already, like, we should say, we're talking about the extended cut. The original theatrical was only like 2 hours.
Yeah.
This is 2:15, and it's just more bloating of these people.
Yeah.
I think it could work. If you look at the Dirty Dozen formula, you don't get really much of backstory of any of the characters. They just talk about random stuff.
Right.
Which would work in this situation. But because I need to know fucking everything about Joker and Harley Quinn and fucking El Diablo and fucking Deadshot.
Captain Boomerang, please, God, don't forget about Captain Boomerang.
Just for a flash cameo.
If you want to make it like the Dirty Dozen, just focus on Rick Flagg.
Yeah,
that is your
the low, he's the guy
he's the drill sergeant. He has to unite these things. things.
No, they're things. The Killer Croc is there. It's things. Things is appropriate.
He's the Lee Marvin. Like, he is. Exactly. He's the Killer Croc. The key into
No, he's
the John Cassavetes, I believe.
Oh, poor Cassavetes.
But yeah, I think that, like, you just have to streamline it. You have no backstory of anything. Understand that people are going to come to this movie like, I just want to watch superheroes fight each other. And like,
yep. Yeah.
Deadshot, oh, he's got a gun. Oh, Harley Quinn, she's crazy. Got it. You know what I mean? I'm like, got it. Killer Croc, got it.
Steve, she's crazy? They only say it 59 times.
And it's a lot of like, you fucking stupid crazy bitch. Oh, everybody get a look at this crazy bitch over here.
Oh, we're dropping like, the oh, B. Boy. Oh, what a bitch.
You know, this militarized Arkham, too, they can keep.
Oh, the really fucking swamp prison?
Well, it's Bellerive, which is a different prison.
It's canon?
Yeah, in the...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Arkham.
No.
Holy shit.
She's in Arkham in her flashback scenes, but then we're in Bellerive.
All right, because she was working at
Arkham.
She's
a doctor at Arkham.
So God, someone pull out a map and a legend for this fucking movie.
Dude, it's seriously like fucking Game of Thrones, man.
I mean, just keep it simple.
Even keeping it simple, so the movie starts with two scenes, and this is not the extended cut. This is all cuts.
Yeah.
It starts with a Deadshot scene of him in prison talking to Ike Barinholtz, who gets a lot of play in this movie, and then a Margot Robbie scene where she's talking to Ike Barinholtz. Then we start, and then we have Amanda Waller talking to the great
David Harbour
and other people about like going through all the bios. So what was the point of those first two scenes?
No,
because they're they go into another boardroom meeting. Like they're having a steakhouse dinner. And she goes like,
which it looks great. First of all, everything about this, it's like it's a shady DC dinner ripped right out of House of Cards.
Favorite part of the movie that looked delicious.
Yeah, she's Amanda Waller's having a great meal.
If this had just been a My Dinner with Andre, but with Amanda Waller and David Harbour, I could get into this.
Because Dave Harbour,
just them talking about the Joker and shit, and that's it.
And like, I love it. And negotiating about how you would put this squad together.
I remember when the Joker was doing Uncle Vanya on 42nd Street.
But like, the two of them are great actors. Sure. Him and Viola, and then there's some other fat white guy there,
a non Clancy Brown,
right? But it's fascinating. Just like hearing conversation between like government officials talking with like superhero government officials, like it's good shit.
And then we go to the same exact boardroom that's in The Rock, you know what I mean? and we're doing that, and then we go through the idea of a Suicide Squad yet again.
Well, the Enchantress in the boardroom is like the last one.
Yeah. Well, because it's the demo.
Yeah, you know? He's like, hey, want these special things from Tehran?
Oh yeah, and he's like, I've been going after that book for years. And this here witch got it for me in half a second.
I believe Tehran has a bunch of books of secrets. Yeah, it's just a big old book of secrets that they write everything down in. All right, put an extra big lock on that one.
Hey, anyone see my secret book? Anyway, talk about the Enchantress for a second. Uh-huh. I don't understand part of this character because it's Dr. June Mooney.
Yeah.
No, it's just June Moon. It's not Mooney, Kevin.
Oh, I thought it was June Mooney.
No.
June Moon. June Moon? That's even worse.
Yeah.
June Mooney was on The Honeymooners.
So she's an archaeologist.
Uh-huh.
And what I don't understand about this is she gets down to that cave, spelunks down there, finds this ancient artifact, and immediately breaks it. Like, aren't you supposed to? Aren't you supposed to preserve? Isn't it like your number one job to be careful with this shit?
It belongs in a museum. Oh no!
Oh no! Marcus Brody's a witch now.
Oh my God! Delhomme Elliott as the Enchantress. Sign me up.
Yes.
Sure. The thing that I don't I don't know if I was just like tired watching this a second time or what, but like, I couldn't remember one in the theatrical cut when they come up with like, you know, Deadshot.
Oh my God.
Were the stats in the theatrical?
Yes, they were.
But here's the thing.
It's so stupid.
There's so much stupid shit that they plug into these. You can't read it.
Nonsense.
No, not one of them you can read.
I did read that Rick Flagg is a 3 handicap in golf.
I got a couple of them actually.
Oh, good.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking Harley Quinn. I wanted to kill myself. It just flashes total wild card.
Yeah. Oh, total
like,
wild.
And like then for Enchantress, it says that her brother, who we will get to, Incubus, not Brandon Boyd. Sadly, they couldn't get him.
Is that a family name?
Yeah, I believe
so. No, you know what? They could have got Brandon Boyd. They didn't want to get Brandon Boyd.
I think Incubus is the only band in the universe that's not on the soundtrack, though.
That's true.
That's true. They say he's kept in a jar, which is incorrect.
No, yeah, he's just outside.
He's in a statue. He's in a statue. And they just say, nope, he's in a jar now.
Well, that's what, one of the various reshoots, probably. They fucked that one up. Anyone notice Rick Flagg's hair in this movie flips and flops a little bit?
Does it really?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, in the first couple of scenes, he's got, like, kind of a long swoosh back thing.
Sure.
And then in the middle of the movie, right after his girlfriend goes AWOL, he gets a haircut. I guess he gets a real like a buzz cut.
Well, it's a grief haircut.
Yeah, and then at the end of the movie, it comes back, which is nice.
And Rick Flagg is played by Joel Kinnaman from RoboCop and The Killing, who I think is a good actor.
You know what's weird? I'm noticing this is like, as much as the golden age of TV has given us so many great performances, these guys don't go on to do much. Am I wrong? Like, I mean, like,
it's a mixed bag.
Look at Cranston. Look at fucking Cranston.
Yeah. Man, these movie roles that Cranston's in these days.
Here's the thing is, TV's where to be. Go back to TV.
Exactly. Find Cranston should go back. Yeah, exactly. Like Aaron Paul is doing the Path right now.
The Path, which is a great show. It's awesome. But obsessed. It's coming back soon, Steve. Did you know that?
Oh, I did know that.
Yeah. Steve and I are the only ones that watch it. You watch it too?
Yeah, I watch it.
Oh, it's Kevin. Do you know it's coming back?
I did. I had to write it up. Now?
I have not found The Path yet.
Oh, you'll find it. It's a Hulu show.
You should lead me down.
It's Hulu.com.
Eric's a straight up level one. Or a rung one is what he is.
Oh, but, shit. Is this like Path Talk? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit of Path Talk.
Welcome back to Path Chat.
Oh, no, Pathfinder. That's the name of the podcast.
I love it.
Oh, there it is.
You know, Michelle Monaghan's really underrated.
She is.
She's great.
No, I'm sorry. But you're admitting.
But, like, dude, Bryan Cranston, he's going to be in the new Wes Anderson movie. Like, that's a big get. Like,
sure.
I think I'm the only person in the room here who really likes Godzilla. But, like,
the thing about someone's going to be in the new Wes Anderson movie. Yeah, with 70 other people.
That's right? 70 other people. Also, 10 other people.
This is. I don't know, because it's an animated movie.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's not like you're getting to see the Cran Man up on screen. He's a fucking stop motion dog. Cran. That's what I call my poker night.
Of course. Does he bring the beer or do you?
Oh, he always brings the beer, man. He's very generous.
I mean, and Cranston, the Cran Man's great. You know what I mean?
Cranman?
The Ham Man is not getting work these days.
Like, no. Is that John Ham?
John Ham, he
farts onto that Kimmy Schmidt show every now and again.
You know, I mean, they're all great. It's just sort of this thing where it's like, oh, man, TV, it's not really a launching pad for anyone's career. Nobody knows what to do with these people.
Well, you know what? It's a changing media landscape. I read that.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Gizmondo had that one.
I say go back to TV, everyone.
Yeah, everybody. So, everybody. I mean,
Will
like,
Smith, go back to TV. Why not?
Come on, that's, Roseanne. Yeah, come
that's
home.
Just what I need. More TV shows.
Yes.
No, I don't. There's too many
TV shows.
So I mean, like, so we're just going through like Deadshot's thing. This is we get our fun. Deadshot's character, by the way, in the comics, is somebody that wants to die in a spectacular fashion. That's why he joins the Suicide Squad.
That's not mentioned once in the movie.
That's like his thing. It's like he wants to be killed. Like he wants to die like a warrior's death kind of a thing.
That's so much more interesting than anything that happens
than
in this movie.
Baby daughter. Then, oh my God, my baby daughter. I have to make sure that everything's okay with my baby daughter.
So,
and she's so smart. Don't you have so much hope for her? She's so smart.
No, I don't. You had to help her with her homework at the end. By the way, now, Steve, we're running down the cast of characters.
Sure.
Can you give me the backstory on one Captain Boomerang?
He's a Flash villain. He's just an Aussie really? With a, a bunch of different kinds of fun boomerangs.
Oh, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He's got a sillier costume in the comics.
He does.
Listen, this is how you trim this fucking fat man. Captain Boomerang, you're out of there. Adam Beach, I don't need to pick up the phone to call you.
Slipknot? I think not.
Oh, man. How long have you been holding that in your back
pocket? Just like a second. Come on. I'm a quick guy. I'm the Flash of this podcast.
I like that Slipknot's in this movie gets his fucking head blown off immediately. Yeah. Like, I like a one-note joke. You know what I mean? And you want to get Adam Beach to trick people? No. First of all, no one's like, oh, they can't kill Adam Beach.
See, that's the thing. Like, of course you can. Yeah. Do that to, like, get someone big. One, no Boomerang. Or no Slipknot.
Sure.
Captain Boomerang. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. Get John Hamm. Get John Hamm to play the guy, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then he gets his head blown off, and you're like, wow, I didn't think they could kill John Hamm, but here we are. You know?
Well,
and
you that's just... most certainly can kill Jai Courtney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. He is annoying in this movie. This character is so stupid.
Didn't you like the pink unicorn man? Wasn't that random? Uh-oh, capital R, random. That guy's got a pink unicorn. I don't even know what that's in reference to, but it's hilarious.
And he's throwing all these things. I mean, it's just too much.
And you know what's funny?
Random.
When the first time I saw this movie... I swear I must have seen it. I think what happened was I got off the one train and I was going to the theater at 84th and Broadway to see this movie. And when I walked through the door, I stepped into a Sliders universe tunnel and went to a different universe to watch this movie for the first time because I had the strongest of memories. If you were like, Andrew, who dies in Suicide Squad? I would have been like... Adam Beach and most definitely Captain Boomerang.
Oh, did you?
I had it in this movie that Captain Boomerang bit it somehow. And
did Sinbad play Shazam in that movie?
Man, no. That's a crazy fucking thing that's been going around.
It's stupid. People just don't know what movies are. I'm sorry.
No. It's also a thing where it's like, here's the easiest.
People are both marginally racist and don't know what movies are.
That's the thing. Yes. That's the bigger thing that none of these articles are talking about. Because it's like, no, that wasn't Sinbad. It was just Shaquille O'Neal the first time.
Yeah, and they were both comedic actors in the 90s. They were both kind of funny in the 90s.
They were.
Shaquille O'Neal's funny now.
Yeah,
sure.
It's in bed. I don't know what he's up to.
It's also okay just to say I have a shitty memory.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go to the internet and make a case in front of the internet about this.
I was at a dinner with one lady years ago. an older woman who it was a work event, and she was like, oh, you know what? We're about to see this great movie. It's going to be great. It's called He's Not That Into You. She's not that into you. That's what she thought she was going to go see. And the movie He's just not he's just not that into you.
Right.
That doesn't mean she went to a fucking parallel universe. It just means that this particular lady didn't pay quite as much attention to the trailer as she could have.
Do you still have her number?
I do, yeah.
Let's ask her, which is it, the Berenstein or Berenstein Bears?
And that whole Mandela effect thing is how these people are justifying the Sinbad thing. And it's like, no, you're just mixing up black guys.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I don't need your fucking think piece. That's all it is. You're just mixing up black guys and you don't want to admit it.
And you should be embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed.
Shut the fuck up and get out of here.
Deadshot's got a beautiful baby.
Played by Forrest Whitaker, I swear to God.
Yes, of course, yes.
Oh, no, he's Deadshot. Oh, isn't Deadshot in that movie played by Forrest Whitaker?
You know, all these people could swear Deadshot was in this movie.
io9.com.
What an alternate universe these racists live in.
That's what it is. It just must be an alternate universe.
Yeah, exactly. But so Deadshot's got a daughter, and he's dressed like it's the 1970s.
It's a pretty hip looking outfit.
It's a great outfit.
I like it.
You know, he looks like Cam Newton.
You know, he does.
Yes.
You know, what's the weirdest credit in this movie? Hairstylist for Will Smith.
That's the easiest job
I'm not
ever.
Kidding you. He's bald in this fucking movie.
Is that just beard care?
I guess it must be beard care.
That's what it's got to be. There's nothing else.
Or pubes, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're going to trim them pubes?
I mean, he probably went method with
it. A couple pubes got in the shot.
Yeah.
The Jared Leto sent him a box of pubes.
Oh. Random.
Totally random.
So weird.
I'm going to be such a random Joker.
So Batman shows up in this scene random, right?
Oh, wait, this is a DC movie, fun.
It's the biggest, like, we're going to put this in the trailer, so it's like, please see this movie. You know, Batman's in it.
Yeah,
like,
Batman's going to be there. You
can sniff this out a mile away, the desperation.
Yeah, he's in there. He's like, Deadshot, it's over, I guess. Although Deadshot is traditionally a Batman villain, or he started as a Batman villain.
But it's a real low-stakes thing, though. Yeah. He's like, hey, Deadshot, you're an assassin, I guess. Not much of a bigger plot than that, but you're coming with me.
It's like a Wednesday night for Batman. Basically.
It's just such by the way, there is your exposition. I don't need the fucking dossier of how cool he is or whatever. Mm-hmm. The fact
No, you definitely do.
If Batman's after him, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
Done.
He's a villain. It turns out he's a villain. And like, it's such a stupid, like, Batman needs to fight Deadshot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a fucking back and forth parent teacher conference about how you have to give up your shit and then maybe your daughter's going to be okay.
And then the daughter gets, you know, first of all, like he's crying about his daughter this whole time. She gets in the way of his gun to fucking save Batman's life. I'm like, I don't know who you save this white guy on the street.
Steve.
Yeah.
You're telling me you wouldn't give up your father or mother for Batman.
Well, you got to contextualize this in a way that you live in a world where Batman is.
Sure.
So it's sort of like, Steve, if Phoenix Jones, the quote-unquote real-life superhero in Seattle, tried to kill your father, would you defend Phoenix Jones?
I wouldn't.
Phoenix Jones is not as beloved as Batman.
Nor is he that revered. I will say, though, Batman, you need to just, like, be up on a rooftop, do a little bat something, and pull him up and deal with it. You can't have shenanigans in a closed quarters alley. You know what's going on there, Bruce Wayne.
Or look at, you know, you're the world's greatest detective. Look at the custody agreement and see which days his daughter isn't going to be there, and then attack him then.
Or, you know what? Batman had that giant sniper rifle in Batman versus Superman.
Sure.
Deadshot is a world-famous marksman. Invite him to the archery contest, right? The Gotham City archery contest.
Are you playing Batman as Robin Hood right now?
Wait, are they different?
One doesn't have a green cap.
One was definitely played by Sinbad in the 90s.
No, that was Oliver Queen, right?
Yes, that's true.
Wait, what's that? Green Arrow?
The Green Arrow. Yeah.
That's just Robin Hood, right?
That's just basically Robin Hood.
That's Robin.
Yeah, that's Robin.
Can we also, Deadshot, they open him, like, the first of the seven outros of this reverse Return of the King. It opens with,
that movie did a reverse Peter Jackson. It's pretty cool.
That's brilliant.
Actually, reverse Return of the King sounds like a sex move. Mm-hmm. How'd last night go? It was great. I pulled the reverse Return of the King on her.
Again,
holy shit.
Oh, making man. A case in front of the internet.
Yeah.
Reverse make it.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I need the map on that, too.
Yes. A Tolkien-esque map.
Wait, what are you saying, Cam?
It opens with, and we could talk about this because it's fucking the biggest thing. It opens with the House of the Rising Sun.
Well, because we're in New Orleans, dude, so we got to be as literal as possible.
You have to fucking know.
Music in this movie.
This soundtrack.
It's obnoxious. They're all mostly good classic rock songs.
Fine.
But I just wish I was in a bar listening to them.
I just wish I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Because they did it already, Suicide Squad.
Also, I wrote down some of these songs because the thing is, a nice little pop song could gussy up your movie a little.
Absolutely.
A little bit, and that's a nice thing. But it's egregious how much it's used because it's establishing the prison. We got House of the Rising Sun. Then they're like getting out into the yard so that Rick Flag can like assess them. And we have the White Stripes Seven Nation Army. Yep. And then immediately when they're gearing up in their super villain regalia, we have some fucking Eminem song.
Without Me. Oh.
And this is like, we're talking 40 seconds at least on all these songs.
Yeah.
And then when they get into the helicopter, right after that, we have Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah, and we also have the Harley Quinn song, You Don't Own Me. Like, it's just like,
it's too much.
And when we get to the Amanda Waller dinner there, they're playing Boss Lady Eating a Steak.
Boss Lady by the John Goodman Band.
Big time, man. Boss Lady gonna chow right down.
Oh, yeah,
that's
totally.
That's what happens when you order a steak at the House of Blues.
And John Goodman has to come out every time, just fucking haggard by the end of the night.
Oh, you're one person ordering a steak for three, huh? You got a song.
Boss Lady eating a steak.
Boss Lady don't need no A1.
That actually originated on the set of Roseanne.
Little girl getting as a human shield for Batman.
What's amazing, by the way, Deadshot, you're officially, congratulations, the only
villain that Batman's put away that doesn't break out immediately.
Yeah.
How are you the one guy that didn't do that?
And he doesn't brand him in his weird arcane. Oh, right. Remember, I was expecting the brand. And maybe it's
That's only for the pedophiles.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
everyone in Batman versus Superman was a pedophile?
No, he's just, he brands that kid toucher.
Yeah, but they imply that he's branding everybody.
I thought they just implied he brands kid touchers.
Okay.
No, he's just branding people he wants to die. Yeah. Can be, of course, the kid touchers are going
to
be killed.
I don't have to save you, but I could brand you a kid toucher.
And then I know a bunch of really fucking angry men in prison, and they're going to take you right out.
By the way, I have a solemn vow for human life, but I'm just going to brand you anyways.
Hey, that brings to mind, how did 2016 come and go and Jared Fogle's still walking the earth?
You know.
He's in
Belrive.
Yeah,
he's in Belrive.
He's down in Nolens.
They're gonna be playing fucking like Eminem, and he's gonna be suiting up, getting a sandwich out of a bag.
Oh man, the worst of the worst. We gotta get Jared Fogle.
It goes from Deadshot with House of the Rising Sun to Harley Quinn with You Don't Own Me, and then goes to Jerry Fogle with Puppy Love.
Yeah, and then Bernie Madoff. They play the old money.
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
They play some of his original music.
And they're all going up. You know, they assemble them all to take down Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. You replace Deadshot with the DC sniper.
Shot through the heart. Scott Peterson's still alive, probably.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you got some like boat songs. Yacht rock.
It's
the love. It's just Vampire.
Yeah. Or Vampire Weekend starts playing.
Yeah.
The Devil Inside, but in excess.
Yes.
We have to get Scott Peterson.
Holiday on a holiday.
Dude. You want to shave a little bit. Everybody was talking about how expensive this fucking movie was. Want to shave 5 to 10 million off of it?
Yep.
Why not fucking let some of these licenses go?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because it's every other fucking scene. And then you have your original soundtrack music, which is much worse.
Oh, yeah.
So much worse. And I have to suffer through that shit.
It's all working on the presumption that people are going to buy this soundtrack, which, like, I feel like... When you have nothing but like classic rock jams, who gives a shit?
Go on fucking Pandora, you know, and play any of these songs. You'll hear them all in a row.
Totally. I don't need them compiled onto one CD with a spray painted case.
Pandora, are you talking about Enchantress?
Yes, I'm opening Pandora's box.
Oh, random. Well, no, that's not random. No.
that's what everyone wanted. Decisively not random.
That's what everyone wanted, right?
Strategic.
So we've also got Jay Hernandez, who I didn't realize was Jay Hernandez.
I didn't know it was him. He's lost a lot of weight. He looks pretty good in this movie.
He does.
Minus the face tattoos.
Plays El Diablo, which is, you know, and he's just the most boring character of the whole fucking lot of them, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just complaining.
Dude, we don't get his backstory until almost 2 hours into this movie.
And this is how revolutionary a filmmaker David Ayer is, You want to save yourself one of them juicy little flashbacks, of course, for the third act of the film. Fucking toss it in there.
Because I was just waiting for it.
Yeah,
just waiting for this guy who said 5 things the first 90 minutes.
Of useless characters. And I didn't strategically count it, but it's about 40 minutes into the movie when we're introduced to Katana.
Yes.
Who is the most useless character created.
For what?
Is this a real character?
Yeah, she's a real character. She's great. She's
got a sword. It's like, yeah. I mean, we're going through this all, and I've got to fucking deal with all this crap. And then, then I get Rick Flagg being like, oh, yeah, and her sword steals souls.
Which I don't see fucking once in this movie.
No, of course not. Because how could you? Because they go up against fucking bubblegum men.
Yeah, they go up against a fucking Putty Patrol from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Which,
like, it's just like, who could care?
Garbage.
Who could care?
And speaking of bad Bryan Cranston moves, by the way.
Yeah, get ready for it.
I've already dealt with Killer Croc eating a dead fucking goat in his little cave. Like, it's too much. And by the way, the Bubblegummen, Bubblegummen.
That's from the comics, right? That's what they're called, the Bubblegummen? The
Bubblegummen.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, here's my biggest issue with this whole fucking movie.
Okay.
how can't soldiers just shoot these things in the fucking head?
I mean, I totally agree.
Why do we need the Suicide Squad?
I mean,
we don't.
I can understand maybe Deadshot, he's the best marksman in the world, sure. Killer Croc, not really. Like, just get, especially Harley Quinn, who's a maniac, and she's not particularly good. She's good at fighting, but she's not particularly good at anything. Get five soldiers is worth one Harley Quinn. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's it.
Fucking
that's it.
Clone Scott Eastwood three times. We're ready to
Jesus
go.
Oh, Christ, God, let's not.
Look at that fucking mannequin in this movie. He looks like his dad's Madame Tussauds statue.
He does.
Honestly, he's got, like, for some reason, I can't focus on him.
Yeah,
I can't.
He has no presence
Don't
in anything
right
he does.
Look right at him.
It's eerie. It's honestly eerie. His father had presence on the screen. And this guy, it's just like you're saying, it's a statue.
It's like looking at a car in a movie.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Oh, wow, a VW Golf, all right. Oh, wait, that was Scott Eastwood.
Oh, that's a nice...
VW Golf.
That's a nice car that Anton Sugar is going up. Oh, he's riding Scott Eastwood. Up to the pharmacy, really?
Bring Scott Eastwood around to take the kids.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize Scott Eastwood was a stick shift.
Oh, you know what, Jane? Your boyfriend's out there laying on the Scott Eastwood horn. Will you just get out there already?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling's outside just punching Scott Eastwood.
You know, his most convincing roles would be inanimate objects.
Yes.
Hey, you want to play my chair? You're going to play a chair that, oh, bummer's supposed to be sitting on.
See, that's
on.
The thing is, like, we were watching the RNC that year, and Clint Eastwood brings out a chair. It turns out he was trying to introduce us to his son, just his chair. I saw a chair. It turns out it was his son.
He was just belittling his son at the RNC.
If your driveway has a Scott Eastwood on cinder blocks next to another Scott Eastwood on cinder blocks, you might be a redneck.
Dude's a car. What doesn't make any sense, though, on top
dude,
of this
you
all...
you ever make out in the back of a Scott Eastwood?
Oh, big time, dude. Scott Eastwood's got a lot of leg room in the back.
Yeah, that's what you want.
That's what you want in you a Scott it. Eastwood is leg
can,
room.
Can you put you the back it. Seats down in your Scott Eastwood?
Oh, they fold right
okay,
down.
That's good.
I love a cup holder in my that's, Scott Eastwood.
Yeah. You need, and the back ones, too.
Got a topless Scott Eastwood.
Oh, yeah, dude, for those summer days.
Totally. Just sitting inside Scott Eastwood, wind through my hair.
So Killer Croc, right? He's a classic-ish Batman villain.
Sure. I never much cared for him, but
no,
it's
he's fine. I mean, I think Adebisi there does a great job.
He does. It's just, it's one of those things where in the Batman world, for me, when it starts veering more towards the Ninja Turtles...
Yes.
I kind of would check out.
The monsters? Like yeah, the outright monsters.
The clay faces.
Why in Bellevue Prison do they give him this like impenetrable cell that people keep getting killed? Get him in a regular cell like everybody else. Why could he hide? You don't want him to be hiding in the water.
Steve. Because he axed.
That's exactly right.
So
he asked for it.
My problem with this is like if you're going to do...
Everything?
Yeah. If you're going to do the monster party, it works better in the fun DC of where you have like a Pat Hingle whatever. You have the Keystone Cops here.
Yeah.
But the idea that we're trying to make this, you know, grim and dark and gritty and whatnot, and it's like, okay, well, you're trying to make this more realistic. And in the real world, people are being shot for nothing. But you're going to save an alligator monster.
Yep.
Like, when they first arrested this guy, or I guess was it Batman that did it?
Batman
got him. That's a flashback we didn't bother to film.
Sure. Because like, that would be action, and it would be good. So.
They would just execute him. He wouldn't have human rights.
Well, especially an African-American Killer Croc, which we get in this movie.
That's a double kill.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, Killer Croc is actually, like, as far as Amanda Waller's definition for what she needs, like Killer Croc is more on the side of what you need, and it's not as much a Deadshot, because her whole argument is like, hey, we really dodged a bullet that Superman shares our values, but he could have ripped the roof off the White House and killed the president, so we need to have more like, you know, ultra humans or whatever they call them.
Metahumans
to like fight the next wave of whatever. But
so
like,
let's get a bunch of Punishers together. Yeah, it doesn't like, make any sense.
What are we doing? Captain Boomerang fits that qualification. Was really, really
El Diablo is the only like genuine, like okay. Killer Croc has that ability, but it's not like he has any godlike ability.
El Diablo is the only one, right? Because, okay, so Boomerang is good at boomerangs.
Yes. Deadshot and he makes very special boomerangs that you can use.
Which he doesn't do in this movie, actually. He never uses a boomerang. He never throws a boomerang and catches it.
But the thing is, like, half of this squad has no superpowers whatsoever.
Yeah,
like, they're good at things.
Yes. Like, was the well really that dry?
I don't know. Yeah, get me, like, there's other people you can get. Like,
get me the Eggman!
Get me the Eggman, exactly.
Or just, or make that, make it again, like, about villains. Like, oh, we're being overrun by supervillains. The Penguin kidnaps the president's daughter.
Exactly.
It's a thing where we have to go send these people who we want dead anyway to do this thing.
And those people, much like the Dirty Dozen, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Mag 7 or what, or Seven Samurai, whatever the fuck. Like, they gotta start dying, man. You can't just kill two. Rogue One. Yeah, exactly.
If Superman or the Flash showed up, all these people would be dead. Like, Superman would just murder everybody.
And that's the end of it.
That's the end of the movie.
But we don't... yeah, you're right. It's just a team of Punishers, and it makes no sense. I gotta hear her fucking spiel at the beginning of this movie.
And then we do have Enchantress, who is... You know, they've got her heart, and she becomes kind of the whole movie, which is wrong-headed. It's, magic doesn't belong in this world. And I know magic is in the comics,
she's basically part of the Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah, she is.
So the Suicide Squad versus the Suicide Squad.
One of their own goes rogue immediately. Like... There's no villain. That's why the Joker needs to be the villain. And then it's like Harley Quinn finds out that they're going up against the Joker. And it's like, oh my God, I'm conflicted. I love my Mr. J.
And you know what?
Puddin'.
As much as we hate Jared Leto in this movie, that would have given him something to do.
It would also make sense why you would put Margot Robbie in this movie, because then it would be like, oh my God, Harley Quinn, she's the only one that knows his mind, and the only way that she's going to get off her sentence, we can trust her,
and
can
we
trust her?
And she used to be his shrink.
Yeah,
like, it's
sure.
A perfect setup.
And knows everything about him. Yeah, exactly.
And that would certainly be a more positive message of like, I'm going after my attacker than this thing they've got going on here.
It's weird.
It just
it's
feels
really
like,
disgusting.
It feels like they assembled the idea for a movie and dodged the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They totally dodged.
They set up nothing. They set up just a bunch of black goop men.
Honestly, most of this fucking movie is them wandering the streets fighting goop men.
Yep, just a bunch of goop people.
And it's, this movie's totally satisfactory for a video game, and these are the cutscenes. And you're like going around with all these supervillains fighting goop men, and you talk to Captain Boomerang for a minute in a cutscene.
That's all you have to deal with.
And his Samsung tablet fucking boomerang gets... Dude. All the video for you and comes right back.
Boy, oh boy, Chris Cabin, by the time credits were rolling, I was ready to go to Best Buy and get a Samsung Galaxy S8.
Oh, no, but he uses those because they're explosives, right? He's an explosives expert.
Just going to set this to charge and then it's going to blow up the whole city. Hey, Steve,
I'm
going to
plug in my Samsung into the bank and blow the vault.
What would they go to Midway City? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And who lives there?
Bob Costas. No, I don't know. I forget.
It's not a superhero.
It
home
is. Oh, it's Hawkman. Yeah, maybe sometimes.
I went to the Wikipedia for
Hawkman.
Mid Center or whatever. Midway City. Okay. And you know, maybe Wikipedia was falsely edited or something, but it was really funny because it was like, this is the hometown of Hawkman and Hawk Girl. Hawkman currently resides in St. Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's
it's just like an update. Hawkman moved.
Yeah, but I guess Hawkman left, so they had nothing to do there.
I guess, but that's got to be the only justification, because why are we in a superhero's hometown and there's no superhero dealing with this?
Yeah,
it has to. You have to have something about Hawkman moved and Hawk ladies on vacation.
I've already got Batman in this. I already have Arkham. We didn't see much of Gotham at all in Batman versus Superman.
And Gotham,
Gotham. You got the Joker. Do Gotham.
It's a city. It's just the scenes we see of Gotham. We can get in the common scene.
Oh, God.
How did this survive the cutting
room? I know. Of all the scenes Jared Leto shot for days and days and days and fucking edged to and sent condoms to people and fucking cut the eyes out of teddy bears to get to the scene that he needed to get to, why did the common scene make it?
I'll tell you exactly. This is a movie that you can tell is just market tested to death.
Sure.
Yeah. Like they were trying to get every fucking demo they could. And one of those demos doesn't just need to see Margot Robbie in like half naked most of the movie. They need to see her grinding up against something.
Mm-hmm.
So they have her in a fucking cage in this scene, grinding up against some random person.
But again, it's just cut to the Joker at the office, man, and there's a cage there that she's dancing. I like combine these scenes. I don't need this. And also, if you're going to put Common in a movie, I'm sorry. I love Common. He's awesome. He's got songs longer than this movie appearance, one of which is in the end credits.
It's true. It's
like, really, what the fuck?
And I mean, like, the way that they write her in this movie, and like, there's a bunch of different ways to write her, and then she's written in, but she's the Joker's bitch. You know what I mean? Like, she's not even the Joker's girlfriend. All of the, like, weird appropriation of, like, daddy's little whatever and the tattoos on her asshole or whatever else she has to get. It's a bit odd, and I'm not a big fan of the over-sexualized Harley Quinn that we got, because the character initially, there's one scene in this movie where she's dressed the old way with the sort of actual Harley Quinn.
Yeah, and that's some like hallucination or something that she's having. It's not even a scene from the movie.
The jester outfit.
Yes, which is cool, you know. Yeah. And it's because it doesn't necessarily need to be sexualized. She's just a woman that's, you know, dating the Joker and murdering people.
David Ayer movie, not sexualizing women.
You need people to want to pleasure themselves in the basement. Oh. And if she's in a big Harlequin jumpsuit like that, nobody's pulling PUD.
Right. That's why it says PUD in honor.
Well, they are.
It does not say PUD.
Yes, it does. Wait, no, it says pudding?
Yes, it does.
I read pudding.
Random. That's so random. Oh my God, pudding. It's kind of funny because, like, Joker's like, hey, you want to sleep with my girlfriend? He's like, what am I, an idiot? No, of course I don't. And like,
but that's Joker trick then, though. He's like, now you insulted me, and shoots him in the head, and you're like, all right, I've been here for 7 minutes.
There's a fun scene when they're driving around. And the Batman catches them, and she's like, you're ruining. And she's like, honestly, like, her timing is really good in this movie. She's good.
A lot
of her
movie.
Jokes land, which is like, you're ruining date night. I actually laughed. You know what I mean? Like, it's
a good joke.
Yeah.
It lands. She delivers it properly. Like, everybody's having a great time. But also, that's like a 2 minute bit of a Batman movie I'd rather be watching.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we cut back to Rick Flagg taking a shit. You're just like, oh, damn it, Suicide Squad.
But that to me is the number one problem, is that it keeps on like, well, it could be this movie too.
Yeah.
If you want it to be this movie, we could make it this movie.
Yeah.
But no, let's go back to the other movie.
Right.
And like, there are so many things that absolutely drive me nuts about Jared Leto in this. And number one on that list.
Drives you wild, huh?
Is this. The Atlanta Falcons laugh that he does.
Now, Chris Cabin put his face, he put his hand over his face to mimic the
Simpsons gag.
And also the tattoo on Jared Leto.
Of the smile, the fucking smiling face.
Oh, no, does he? I didn't notice that.
That's how did you not notice that?
Because I got to lay off the pipe. That's why. I mean, first
that's
and foremost.
Well, fair that you know that. But, like, that's the one thing, like, if he's going to do the laugh, you got to do the laugh. And he does it in other scenes.
Yeah.
But, like, what? Just because that's interesting? I don't know. Like,
hey, no, it's not.
It's not.
It's not at all. It's another, really stupid.
We had a cut scene that was in the extended cut. I don't know. I think it wasn't in the theatrical where Harley Quinn and the Joker are driving around, and they shoot a trucker. She shoots a trucker.
Oh, yeah, that's extended, yeah.
But, which would be fine, you know, but the Joker has a line in this that I'm just like, come on. Like, this whole scene made me dislike it more.
I agree.
You know, when you're reading about this stuff, and they're like, oh, if they just put more of the stuff in, you would like it more. No.
No.
And
he says that, like, I'm an idea. I'm a state of mind.
Yeah.
Like, he's not.
Fucking God with that.
Really?
That's a speech, by the way.
Yeah, but it's also like, who could care? Like, I don't like the over-analysis of the Joker. We've fucking thought the Joker to death.
Sure.
Resulting in this shit. The Joker isn't an idea. He's a fucking clown that kills people.
Right.
That's not an idea.
A serial murderer.
And I know it's been harped on to death, but Heath Ledger's, like, this anarchist Joker was the best.
Yeah, it's very specific. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is he's a gangster because he's, like, you know, dealing with Common and stuff like that. And he's got, like, clubs where people are grinding. So he's a gangster. But he's also got, like, goons that are cartoonish, like the old school Joker.
Yeah,
he's
there's, like, a dude who's wearing, like a fucking polar bear costume or something when they raid this lab.
Is she shooting a gun with that thing? And it's like, oh, I think it was a panda bear, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, how would that be advantageous in a fight in any way, shape, or form?
You can't see anything.
But that's why it's very, like, Batman cartoony, which is a different kind of Joker.
There's that one scene and we're all over the place. There's really no plot to this movie.
There
sorry,
isn't.
Sorry,
there
nobody.
No, it's fine. Nobody cares.
Where this guy's like, oh, you know, Harley Quinn is being, hey, Mr. Joker, Harley is like number two. Is like, who has no name or any characteristics? He's a guy with a beard. It's just like, hi, I'm a guy with a beard.
He's a guy who looks like Ike Barinholtz with a beard, which is what's confusing.
So he comes in, he's like, hey, they're holding her at Belle Reve. It's a swamp in Louisiana. And he's like, bring the car around. And he lays down, he starts laughing, and he's in this spiral of knives, which is stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And there's like, if you look at the shot.
Oh, I've looked because it's the worst shot in the movie.
Yeah. There's like little kid like rompers off
there's
to
baby
the right.
Onesies.
Is he like killing babies? Like, what are we talking
about? No, it's just random.
Yeah, it's pretty random.
It's so fucking random.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You guys, I got it. It's a spiral organization of knives, but then also a couple of IMAX and some baby onesies.
He was IMAX 3D glasses too off to the side.
The Joker was actually going to donate all that to charity.
It's around the holidays. He's so twisted, but he's still.
Those knives go to a soup kitchen.
Oh, my God. You want to know how I got these tax breaks?
Man, I'll tell you what. If that wasn't what you were going to say, that's what I was going to follow it up with.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's just, it's so stupid.
And it's just not explained. And he does have three scenes. And, like, basically, when they go off on their mission, Ike Barinholtz, I guess, has a gambling problem. By the way,
that's a different guy, though. You're mixing up dudes.
No.
Ike Barinholtz has a
Ike Barinholtz is the scuzzy prison guy, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
He has a number two that looks exactly like him.
Yeah. Who's doing the taunting of
that's Ike Barinholtz.
Her at the beginning of the movie?
It's all Ike Barinholtz. He's like the scuzzy guard.
Really?
Throughout the whole movie.
Because I thought it was him and then a guy who looks like a cross between Ike Barinholtz and Tim Blake Nelson. That's who I thought that guy was.
I think it's just bad lighting.
No, Ike actually played every member of this film.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
every
interesting.
Member of the Suicide
Squad, I knew he was talented, but wow.
So Ike Barinholtz has a gambling problem. The Joker gets his hooks into him. And like as Harley Quinn's being let off on the Suicide Squad, he gives her a cell phone. He's like, the Joker's going to contact you. She's like, you're so fucked. Or like, you're so dead. And he's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? We'll never know because it's not in the rest of the movie. So that whole thread.
That character is just
a long movie.
Yeah, I would have maybe liked to see Joker like actually kill somebody and actually torture him. But no. All this, not action. Great.
You know what's crazy? This movie.
The Joker.
This movie.
No, Harley Quinn, you're crazy. Lady, you're crazy. Oh, right. Hey, lady, you're crazy.
Oi, crikey, she's a rabbit hole. Don't fall down, mate.
Hey, that one's pretty out there, huh? Huh, guys?
And I'm El Diablo. I have nothing bad to say about anybody.
I'm an alligator, but you're crazy.
Yes,
I'm. You know what's funny about El Diablo is the fact that he's already had his journey where he's like improved and become a better person.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then
nothing.
He's the one that has to like fucking fix this movie.
It's again? I'm sorry. There's a god with the power of fire.
Yeah.
And he uses the fire to say goodbye to Joel Kinnaman once. And then nothing until the end of this
movie.
But
like, can someone have a journey? Can some character grow from this experience?
No. Well,
they do in Friends. Everybody becomes friends at some
point. You know what, Steve? It's not just Friends. As Vin Diesel would say,
it's family. Yeah. There is like, so much shit at the end of this movie about, like, even El Diablo himself.
Yeah, he's like, don't mess with my family.
He's like, I already lost one family. I'm not going to lose another one. And I was like, stop being friends with each other.
What
that
are you talking
bar
of?
Scene?
Yeah. Like, oh. Well, the movie just stops, and they're like, I guess they should probably just sit down and have a drink. You know what I mean? Like, we've been out for a while.
It's, also, it's been like, this whole thing is like a day.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to make them become a fan, have them go overseas for a month and a half. You know, like, let them get through.
Let them take a cruise.
Or, like, go through the, maybe they're invading Von Doom or what. Marvel. But, like, something in your, you know, there has to be
castle.
An external threat.
Well, that would also allow for a villain, a compelling villain, rather than just Enchantress doing, like, moving like this.
Just doing dancing stuff.
Just dancing.
I wish people at home could see what Chris just did.
That's just for you. That's the, that's a special show for these guys.
Sometimes it pays to be on this show.
This is a Christmas bonus.
That's why you got to come to the live shows, man. March 4th at the Bell House. BellHouseNY.com.
It's just, the beef is, so much of the beginning of the movie, no one's on the same page, and so much of it is like, should we be a Suicide Squad? Should we not be a Suicide Squad?
Right.
I'm leaving. No, you're not. Why? Because you have a bomb in your neck. Do I still? Yeah, you do. Okay.
Which like, is the that's the laziest shit, by the way. Okay. Laziest writing ever. It's like, how do I keep this team together? Oh, they got a bunch of dog collars on them that make their heads blow.
Yeah, the whole like Battle Royale thing. But you know what's really fucking stupid? Is the fact that the Joker comes in on that helicopter. Harley Quinn leaves.
Yes, leaves the movie.
Yep.
Leaves the movie. And then immediately comes right back when that helicopter then crashes and she falls onto she happens to fall onto a skyscraper's roof.
Yeah.
Thank heaven for that.
Yeah.
And then she just immediately goes back and joins the Suicide Squad. No.
They also go looking for her, which is stupid.
Doesn't the Joker disengage her neck bomb as well?
Right, yeah. Yes. That was part of the whole thing.
So then why should she care?
Why should she care?
Because they're not just friends. They're family.
Oh, they're at Olive Garden.
Well,
that fucking scene of them at the bar, just make it Olive Garden.
Oh, that take place at an Olive Garden. Why not? Or at a Samsung phone factory.
You know who would love unlimited breadsticks? Killer Croc.
Definitely. And the salad bar man.
You know what's funny?
Of the fish heads unlimited as well. I am a crocodile person.
You know, the last time I was in an Olive Garden, which was many moons ago, I think I did see a crocodile person coughing all over that salad bar.
If you were going to go somewhere and find a crocodile person, I imagine Olive Garden's where it is.
They love Alfredo sauce. Turns out.
You know, the best part about me having to fucking suffer through that wretched Warren Beatty movie was that
rules don't apply.
Yeah, the worst film of the year.
We're not doing an episode of.
Right, yeah, because no, but it's terrible. And the best thing about it was I was going to see it at wherever it was, the Fox screening room. So I got off the train and I was walking through Times Square a little bit. And I just had the pleasure of passing a tourist family that the mother just went, oh, good, there's the Olive Garden. You're doomed.
Oh, no.
That's how you know where you are. You're at the Olive Garden.
Where we're going for lunch after we tour the M&M store, mother.
I heard New York has good Italian food.
I heard they have good burgers,
too. Oh, good, they have a TGI Fridays.
Like, thank God. What are you doing?
Mudslides!
What are you doing?
So a couple of helicopters crash in this movie. I guess the whole really stupid thing is they're like, we got to go extract the package. We have to do this video game thing. Go up Nakatomi Tower to get this fucking package. And the package is just Viola Davis. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's just, wasn't it Octavia Spencer? Oh, no, I'm a racist. I'm sorry. Wasn't it Sinbad?
I think Sinbad played Amanda Waller. You know what? Sinbad played Amanda Waller in that Green Lantern movie, I swear to God.
Oh, no. Octavia Spencer's in that Suicide System.
Suicide System last night, and Octavia Spencer was great in it.
Dude, Octavia Spencer's in that movie, The Shack. You see the trailer for this?
Oh, God. That is the craziest
damn
thing.
It's a real PTL movie, man.
Oh, but just... Wait, we're going to do it.
Yeah,
it worst is a of 2017 it is going to be bad.
But so yeah, to your and why that's a twist, I have no idea. I think like Joel Kinnaman keeps being like, yeah, well, the person that we're taking is a really brave person, and then like Will Smith's like, yeah, this person better cure cancer with all the work we're putting in. No, you're part of the Suicide Squad, and we've already established that you're here because you have a fucking bomb in your neck.
To your point earlier, just make it the president's daughter or something. Make it actually some. And I know that would be like, oh, that's too much like Escape from L.A., but who cares? Just do it.
Something, just anything. Or the president himself, or a senator, or the vice president.
I can escalate the stock of this movie easily in this. Take her out. Who you're going to go get is fucking Hawkman. You're in Midway
totally.
City.
Yeah.
You gotta help Hawkman move.
You've gotta fucking, like, dude.
Help Hawkman move.
Yeah, I got some packages. Killer Croc, you look strong. You might want to take the bed frame and Deadshot. Got a TV with your name on it.
I already boxed up most of it. If you want to check the closets, though, I haven't really gone through those yet.
Harley, we're going to have to angle that couch out of it. No. I think we're going to have to take it apart.
All right, guys, listen. Everybody's been asking me at different points throughout the morning. Yes, I'm buying us all lunch around 1:30. All right? Now let's just get back to work.
Captain Boomerang, that box has glass in it. I'm just saying, you know, you're doing fine. Just don't rush.
El Diablo, do you want to get here's a okay. So do you want to go get us all waters? Because we're gonna get parched.
Well, these waters, El Diablo, butter, they're fucking hot. I can't drink warm water while I'm moving somewhere.
You know, we drive to Hawkman's house to help him move, and he hasn't even picked up the truck yet. So I have to wait outside on his stoop while he goes gets the U-Haul.
I honestly, when Hawkman said that he was going to get us lunch, I thought he was, you know, I didn't think it was going to be a fucking turkey sandwich from the deli. I thought it was going to be an actual meal.
Hawkman throws up food on the floor. Eat up.
That is a great idea, though. Yeah. Like, have it be a secretly kidnapped superhero.
That'd be so cool. Yeah. Maybe he's like he's getting Lethal Weapon tortured somewhere.
Sure.
You know?
They got a car battery hooked up to his tits. Yeah.
But like,
it would be actually really cool if they did like this whole thing was to save Batman or something, and it'd be like the guy who put us away.
Yep,
and it's a real also, fuck you.
They open the door and they're like, "Oh hell no! Are you kidding me?"
It's just Viola Davis because it's Viola Davis and whatever. I mean, like she kills all of her analysts, which is kind of a cool scene.
No, it's not it's so not. Anything. Yeah. Like it's out
you know,
of
she
and then it's like,
honestly, she belongs in the Suicide Squad now, not as running it because of her crimes.
Well, because it's like she's supposed to be this like badass. Because she also says at one point, like, oh, by the way, Joel Kinnaman, like, yeah, totally, you can leave and not do the Suicide Squad managing. And then I'll make sure you never see your girlfriend again. Yeah. He's like, you know, I heard all the stories about you, but guess I was stupid enough to think some of them maybe wouldn't have been true. And you're just like, shut up. Just everybody shut up.
All these people, you don't think they are under some weird fucking legal thing where they can't, you legally will be killed.
Yes.
If you say anything.
Yeah. NDAs abound. There's no need to kill anybody.
And now David Harbour has a real fucking mess on his hands. He's got to fucking get a cleaning crew. It's a whole fucking day.
Well, at the end of this movie, which is funny, did anyone stay for the mid-credits scene?
I sure did.
Wait, there was a mid-credits scene?
There is, yeah.
The stinger.
Where it's Viola Davis and Ben Affleck having like lunch. Maybe the same steakhouse they're at the lunch menu, I think.
No, this is definitely her detective's office.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking noir detective's office.
And she's like, they're sitting down. She's like, the wrong people are asking about Midway City. I'm like, what do you mean? Everybody knows what happened in Midway City because it's a national event.
It's called the news. Yeah, excuse me, Ms. Waller. It's called the news.
Did you see what happened in the Atlantic? Three fucking ships sank.
Oh, yeah.
The Navy reported it.
I, as Bruce Wayne, need this file on all the metahumans. And I'm in no way Batman.
Also, I'm part of the Men in Black, and we just blanked them all real quick.
Oh, it's weird that you're giving me this file on The Flash and Aquaman, because I just spent 2.5 hours in another movie getting a different file on Aquaman and The Flash.
Yeah, well, I think the thing about
and
it
you
is...
Oh, and thank you for this Enchantress knowledge now that she's dead. Thanks so much for that.
Let's compare notes with Lex.
I think she... Well, because what he really only gets from Lex Luthor is all of the future Justice League marketing material.
Oh, yeah, that's he gets a promo.
It's a bunch of QuickTime files.
It's all these QuickTimes that are part of a big EPK. Like, yeah, it's not the actual juicy details.
Lex, is that a ProRes HQ file?
Or, are we what are we about talking, lower... H.264 or what?
Yeah, like, what's the codec on that, bro?
But, like, that's it's so stupid, and she's just like, by the way, Mr. Wayne, like, you look tired. You should stop working nights.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, because it's
Batman. It's a pretty dark night out there.
But I'm not Batman.
What's on the menu tonight? Filleted bats, huh?
Laying it on pretty thick there, Amanda.
It's just so dumb.
You know that I'm Batman, right? I mean, it just seems silly that I would sit here and pretend that I'm not Batman.
Why? You know what? Why not just have this scene with him as Batman?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yep. He's done. He's talked to Commissioner Gordon as Batman.
Exactly.
Why not? Just
talk to Amanda Waller. It would be cool. It would be kind of cool.
There are scenes. There's famous scenes where Amanda Waller is shoving her finger in Batman's face, and he has to deal with
just
it.
Just do
in
that.
The comics.
It would have been interesting.
It would have been cool.
But that's the problem. And then it would have been interesting in the Suicide Squad.
It could have been like, we saved your ass in Midway City, right? If he was the hostage. Damn it, man.
Well, because that's the whole point of the thing, is to him to tease the Justice League, because he's like, you got to shut this shit down, and if you don't, me and my friends will.
Wait, there's a Justice League movie coming out?
Dude, you didn't know?
What? I didn't.
Also, this movie forces me to again watch some footage of Superman's fucking funeral, by the way, at the beginning of it. Thanks for nothing.
Why are we even pretending he's dead? Is he gonna be resurrected within 9 minutes of that movie? Like, what are we talking about?
The t-shirt, the guy with the remember t-shirt. Ooh. He flips it slow motion.
You know
Fuck
what we
you.
Should do, actually? Not right now, but we should maybe a fun, we'll figure out a prize.
Jump off a bridge?
Let's all guess the minute. In the Justice League movie, wherein Superman comes back.
Pops back in.
Yeah, we'll open it up to the fans, and then we'll have something, and like we'll make some sort of cool prize.
Are we doing this now? Are we going to guess?
Let's go around the horn for us. Let's guess.
I'm going to say, because guaranteed it's going to be a long as fuck movie. That's one true. Hour, you get some Superman.
I was going to say 40 minutes because I knew it was going to be a long movie.
I'm with Eric. Like a 30-minute mark, I think.
30-minute? All right. I'm going to go Price is Right 1 minute. No.
opens? No, opens with...
Yeah. No, I'll probably... You know what? I'm going to say an hour 40.
You know what? That's also a good move, because they might be like fucking teasing that shit. Mm-hmm.
That's actually true.
The rule is he's alive. Not like, you see his dead body. He has to be alive again.
Yeah, yeah. Where he's going to jump into something. But they know that this Batman is more popular than that Henry Cavill Superman.
Sure.
And I guarantee you so much of this movie is going to be fucking front-loaded with him just going around getting the band together for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about the black suit, isn't it? That now he's going to have the black suit.
Yeah, everyone's going
to... Oh, Harlequin and black suit.
We're fucking around in office buildings. There's a John Ostrander office building, which is nice for John Ostrander.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm pretty sure he left the screening at that point. He's like, oh, fuck it.
John, did you see your tribute?
Nope. Then we pick up Harley Quinn again. She's like, she's kind of sad, and she's like, oh, where are we going now? We're going for a drink. Okay.
Well, because now let's figure this out, though. At the end of this office building shenanigans,
we're fighting a bunch of putty people, and doesn't matter.
No, I'm asleep on the couch.
There are 3 helicopter crashes.
Yes.
3.
That's only copter crashes.
There's
bro.
One that's Random. Like, it's like hijacked by the Joker, or maybe it's just 2. One is hijacked by the Joker, that inevitably crashes, and I'm supposed to think that the Joker's dead. What a cliffhanger. And then Amanda Waller's fucking goes down 2 seconds later, and she somehow survives.
And the first one, when they come into the fucking city, that one crashes.
Oh, you're right. No, there are 3.
Fucking copter porn, man.
Well, I was going to say, Eric, because I know you and I know your preferences here. Ooh. These are horrible copter shots.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let's CGI.
They are poor copter shots.
No. These are choppers.
Oh, these are guaranteed.
This is military grade chopper.
Yeah, that's a chopper. Right.
This isn't a news copter.
More of a copter.
Yeah,
guy.
I'm definitely more of a copter guy. Yeah.
And then an
auto gyro.
I love auto gyro.
Viola Davis gets kidnapped, and then does Enchantress turn into her and Rick Moranis into dogs at that point? I forget.
No.
It's so fucking Ghostbusters.
It's so stupid.
There is that sign. I do have to say it because it's so stupid. There's the titular line in this movie.
Oh, guaranteed.
So Will Smith, even before we leave, he's like, oh, so you got us going into this mission like some kind of Suicide Squad.
Wicker, wicker.
Suicide
like we're
squad.
Some kind of that happens. I think isn't that the new Fantastic Four movie? Like, are we some kind of Fantastic Four movie?
They say something about like one of them's like, we're the four. We're the something the four. And then, like, I think it's
hey,
Miles Teller.
Fantastic.
Miles Teller's like, yeah, the Fantastic Four.
I'm like
that's a spot on Miles Teller impression.
I was in Whiplash, and I'm going to use all the fumes in that fucking tank.
It's like I'm some kind of Aquaman.
My favorite movie of the year was Manchester by the Sea. And when Michelle Williams confronts Casey Affleck and she's crying and she's like, my heart is broken. It's like we're in some kind of Manchester by the Sea.
What? She doesn't say that.
I know she doesn't.
They all, but no, every movie has to have a titular line.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like I'm some type of Doctor Strange.
Tape. It's like it's some kind of Videodrome.
put it into my chest vagina. Also, pause this immediately and go watch Videodrome if you have.
Sure. Yes,
that's a good
please
call.
Please go do that.
So, yeah, Amanda Waller gets kidnapped. We're all at a train station or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, well, we go get a drink.
Oh,
and,
right.
And El Diablo tells this story where I guess it's like his wife mouthed off to him and he burned his whole family down.
That's correct.
And everyone's like, hey, that's a cool dude.
Yeah, that's an appropriate
She said,
response.
Don't bring drug money and weapons into my house, and he killed her.
Yeah, that's a death sentence. That's
Man.
A big death sentence.
But he's a soft soul, though.
Yeah,
he is. So,
the
come
face
on.
Tattoos were just so distractingly bad.
It's so stupid. It's really also, stupid. He's telling this story, and he's got, like, a little flame lady dancing on his palm, and then he puts a fucking glass over it and snuffs it out, and somehow this little cartoon flame dies.
And Harley Quinn should be like, you know, as a victim of domestic violence, fuck you, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. We're not family, we're not friends, you're a piece of shit. Like, have any kind of conflict amongst this group aside from, we're bad guys.
They're family now.
They're That's family, right. They're family.
This is the scene that we were talking about that takes place at Olive Garden, so they're contractually family
Steve,
within those walls.
Also, you're crazy. All bad guys get along. Yeah, it's not like that any of them have unique personalities.
That's a crazy story, El Diablo. Here comes my second round of unlimited pasta. Also, how stupid is it?
Oh, it's great. I get two entrees for $9.
How stupid is it, though, that at the beginning of the movie, or in like the flashbacks, where she's just Dr. Harley Quinzel or whatever,
yep.
She's just talking.
Yeah.
And then when she gets gooped, she's like, now I'm talking like this for no reason.
To be fair, she goes crazy, and maybe it's like when I get drunk, I sound much more Bronxy than I actually Ooh. Do.
That does slip out, but this presumes then that Harley Quinzel was born in fucking Yonkers.
Well... also, your getting gooped is being forced to have electroshock therapy for no reason whatsoever.
Well, I don't think she's like... She's not a well-done potato until they get dipped in that vat.
That scene is so stupid. Ugh. We could talk about... I mean, like,
sure.
That's like a YouTube like tribute video, like, will you be there for me, in quotation marks, and you see like shots of like two Buffy characters. And,
I was going to say, it's a fucking Buffy meme.
Yeah, it's just like, it's them, and they're just sitting around to beautiful music, and like, he's talking about some oath she has to take, and he shoves her in, as we talk about in our Batman and Robin episode.
No, he doesn't shove her. She just does it, baby.
And he dives in after.
In these open fucking vats. You know, right. In the same fucking... What chemical is this? Yeah, what is in there?
And it's burning. It's burning his shirt off of him. And it's like... What they have no reaction. Like what man, what is
now that
like?
Would be a scene if they were actually screaming. Melting in the middle. Yeah, like
well, oh, show
skeleton
me the face.
Joker.
Oh man,
skeleton
she looks like Joker. Fucking Spike at the end of Gremlins.
I would love it.
Show me the fucking like transformation though, because I'm watching this and they're in this like yellow goop and all of this color is falling off them, and I'm like, show me her face getting fucked up, or like he's getting more fucked up.
She's
or
not
something.
Even that pale. Like Jack Nicholson's the Joker, where she's like white as a sheet.
Right.
She's a little pale-ish.
If you're gonna just make them white, then you know, them both white. I don't care.
This scene has the one. Like there are a lot of mistakes in this movie.
Oh, you think the biggest so? Mistake in Hollywood 2016.
This one, I was like, how do you even? Because they both jump in, and there's underwater shots where you can clearly clear that. Their entire bodies can go under this thing.
It's like a horse diving at a fair.
It's a deep pool of
vat POV. That's the technical
of chemicals. So they both jump in, both underwater shots where they're clearly all in this thing. And then he stands up in the vat.
Right in the middle of
her.
Right in the middle of
it. It makes no sense.
How do you fuck that up? How?
You're David Ayer, man, and you're just wondering what cool song am I going to play in this scene? What is the cool song?
What was the cool song? I don't even remember.
Is it a rap song?
Was it the theme song to Buffy?
It might have been.
That'd be great if they went under and then up came Sarah Michelle and David Boreanaz. What a twist that would
man,
be.
Man, what a joker.
Random. So, I mean, like, yeah, they go to this train station. Killer Croc takes Scott Eastwood. He turns into an underwater car. He goes underwater plant this stupid bomb.
This is just that underwater level in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Nintendo
game.
Yes,
which was totally hard, by the way.
It was impossibly hard.
I don't think I've ever passed it.
There's also more suspense in that game than this.
And why are these putty people underwater with them? Whatever.
Yeah, what is with these goopmen, man?
Well, the goopmen are made by the witch and the brother monster thing that's right out of a fucking Thor movie.
By the way, he's there now and he's walking around. Great.
Well, like, also, like, again, with the villains, like, they're just gods. They're stupid, plain gods.
And
there's no weakness. There's no character.
Right.
Why the fuck do I care what they're doing?
Yeah.
It's just a big, stupid, they, like, use the same graphics card as they did for Man of Steel.
Yeah.
With that end thing where, like, the spirals are going inside themselves fucking...
Yeah, she's got this crazy machine that she's putting on that makes a ring around... It's like a fake Grand
like
Central Station.
Vortex thing,
I guess. And, like, I don't know what it does, but, it, like, at a certain point, because Viola Davis is there, it knows all these secret government installations, and, like, poor David Harbour has to be like, how do they know that? Hey, am I still in this movie? Cool.
They've got like a USB drive connecting Viola Davis to the fucking Maelstrom. Like, and it's downloading all her thoughts. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
So Joel Kinnaman's like, all right. By the way, at a certain point, I think Joel Kinnaman either deactivates, he destroys the app that like he has. And he's like, do you guys want to A, help me save the world, and B, my girlfriend's in there, and they're like, "Yeah, we're all fucking murderers. I killed my whole fucking family. This lady is as homicidal as it gets. I'm an assassin who hates your guts. But let's all just go in. Yeah, and I'm a crocodile person. Sure, I too, as a crocodile person, care about this.
By the way, notice how much we talked about Katana.
I was just gonna say, Katana's like, yeah, well, I'm here already. Guys are my ride.
Katana's biggest. Contribution to this film is around this point she drops her sword. I don't know, it might have even happened off screen. And Harley Quinn goes up to Enchantress and is like, oh yeah, sure, I'll join you, and cuts her with the sword, and it does nothing. And there you go. Thanks, Katana.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Your sword. If you had just been a sword, it would have been better.
As opposed to a person. Well, no, this is when Diablo uses a cheat code and turns into a big flaming pile of shit.
Rastafarian fire god?
It's a skeleton with a Native American headdress on.
I think he was supposed to be like a Mayan god or something. And if you're a god...
Yeah.
What the fuck is your problem?
Diablo, if a woman asks if you're a god, you say yes. That's especially if you are one.
That's what this ending now is, just fucking Zool and Stay Puft.
It is. And he fights, he burns this guy down, and the guy, Incubus, yells, you know, pardon me while I burst into flames, and then the bomb explodes and he dies.
Which also I'm sorry. Wait a second.
Yes.
We are disabling these gods this god vortex with some good old fashioned Acme dynamite.
Turns out TNT, that's all you needed.
What are you fucking talking about?
Just fucking carpet bomb the city. End of movie.
Exactly. It's all so ill-defined. Like, yeah, exactly. Just, yeah. You don't think the U.S. government has fucking drones they can send in to waste to these ghouls and goblins?
Now, Steve, you're the comic book guy. This is DC, and they've decided to make it a witchcraft movie. Is there anyone in the DC universe that deals with magic?
Oh, of course. Who do you want? You want Dr. Fate? Do you want Dr. Occult?
How about
Dr. Occult? Come on, you lazy fuckers.
Oh, no, or the Phantom Stranger could come up there?
How about the Magic Squad? Because this needs a Magic Squad.
There's the Justice League Dark. You can get John Constantine. You can get Deadman. You can get Zatanna. All these people.
See, how about, you know what? Now we're on to something.
Now we're on to a movie
Focus
that's not this
on
movie.
Something.
Yes.
But then would you be able to call it the Suicide Squad as if anyone gave a shit in the first place?
So, and then the movie's over, right? Like, that's it, right?
Well, she Harley Quinn is like, oh, she thinks the Joker is dead, and she's like, gonna make a deal with the devil. She's like, you can bring back my puddin'? And she's like, yes, of course I can. By the way, we have fantasy sequences where Harley Quinn wants to be married and have children with the Joker. Say what
this
the fuck
witch,
are you talking
this
about?
This witch shows them all of like what their lives could be if they go with her.
Turns out that wasn't the Joker. That was actually Paul Allen.
I was going to say, he's
from Accounts.
He's totally dressed like Paul Allen.
Oh, yeah, wow, what a great business card he's got.
The worst shot, by the way, of the whole movie is
something called Cillian Braille.
David
and the
Ayer
is bone.
Close up on her pressing normal.
Oh, yeah, that's
I wanted to vomit everywhere.
What?
She presses normal on like a dishwasher, and
on,
it's like
on a microwave. Oh, she goes,
you
artist.
What an artist, man. He's a visual artist.
And by the way, that's really it. The crazy woman that you keep on calling crazy at the end of the day just wants to be a housewife with a kid and wants to be dotted on by the Joker.
It should be them, by Paul Allen.
It should be them fucking skull fucking Batman's corpse. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the whole thing. Like, that's her fantasy.
In a pool of blood.
Exactly. That's what these people get off on.
You know what? If that was the ending, I might actually say this is a good movie.
Using Nightwing's fucking skull as a butt plug.
Exactly. Like, that's what they're doing because they fucking hate Bat. Like, that. Give them some stability in the character that you're making, not just like. Women like babies, I guess. I don't know. Women like babies, right?
Or don't you want to get knocked up or something?
With Common in the back disemboweling Robin. Just for the capper.
What is... and then like...
So I mean, they blow up the demon, right?
Well, no, she's like, oh, will you make my... Puddin' come back? He's like, yeah. She uses a sword.
Yeah.
She pulls out... she's like, you made one mistake, sweetheart. You messed with my friends, which is the worst line in any movie. Oh. Why are you friends with anybody?
Dude, it's like dropping a hammer on your foot. You feel that thud.
It's so uncomfortable.
Theory is that I think they took a Captain Planet script.
Oh.
And they rewrote it as Suicide Squad.
Very cool.
And I think they just kept that
line.
It's
like what kept happening with all those action movies that could have been Die Hard movies.
Yes.
It turns out they were having a safe Plunder Industries.
Oh no, you messed up. All your plastic things are killing dolphins.
Heart, blow them up.
Heart. Hey, Heart, you and your monkey, blow them up.
Oh, they go to Heart's fantasy. It's just him fucking that monkey.
Oh.
It's a world where he can fuck that monkey.
It's okay, Heart. We're going to hell tonight.
And it's also stupid because, like, we see a bunch of them. Like, Joel Kinnaman's just married to June Moon and whatever. All this stupid shit, right? And then El Diablo's got his family back, and he's like, no, wait. This isn't real. And he, like, morphs back to the train station and he's like, hey, wake up, this isn't real. And like Joel Kinnaman's like, oh, it's not real. And then the witch starts yelling at El Diablo like, how long have you been able to see? And I'm like, now he's a fucking psychic? What it are just, you doing?
Oh, actually, Deadshot wishes he killed Batman. That's his fantasy. Like, and it's not really explicit. Like,
closer to what I would want.
Dude, yeah, just make it the Deadshot movie. You know?
Well, you'll see that sometime.
So, yeah, I'm sure.
They kill Enchantress. Everything kind of goes back to normal. And then, like, you think the movie's going to have any balls and Diablo dies, by the way, which is fine. You think the movie's going to have any balls in a movie called Suicide Squad that Enchantress would die, but nope, she comes back.
Who turned out the lights?
It is. It's a who turned out the lights.
Dude, she's got like this like shell of like the witch's torched body cracks open like the fucking Abel Ferrara Body Snatchers movie. And out comes this June Moon like, oh, I thought you killed me or something. And then he's like, I thought you killed me. Or
oh,
like,
then William Atherton comes in. He's like, I'm going to shut you Suicide Squad boys down.
And then Hawkman's like, on second thought, Captain Boomerang, put that box down. I love this town.
Put that box down.
I'm staying.
Oh my god, I would love it if it was a movie about Hawkman moving from to St. Roche or whatever. It's so silly. I mean, like, and then
Captain Boomerang does nothing.
Oh, he does less than nothing. He's got a fun random little phony that he likes.
I guess he might be one of them bronies I read about on the internet.
Well, they're fun. Those guys sound like a wild bunch of dudes.
And then the rest of the movie is just them like getting their perks in prison, like Killer Croc.
Yeah. Well, it's super romantic. An abuse victim gets back with her abuser.
Yeah, that's cool.
And a big swoon goes across the fucking audience.
You mean how the Joker breaks into this prison in riot gear, which, by the way, on my second viewing here, I noticed it says Joker on his riot gear.
It sure does. It says right on the fucking front.
Dude, who is his I mean, like, you know, like the Joker always likes to make his own costumes, but like we're branding riot gear, we're making Hot Topic outfits your girlfriend.
That's a problem. I think that's the big problem is there's way too much effort in this Joker outfit. Even the Jack Nicholson one didn't look like it had this much effort.
It was one costume.
He's just got a shitty purple suit
on. And this is just like, what are you doing, man? Just, you know, spray paint a smiley face on riot gear and you're fine.
Yep.
Are you like doing a partnership with Tommy Hilfiger? Like, what the fuck? How much do you need?
That fell through, actually.
Oh, that's too
bad. Now we have to say Tommy Bahama.
Oh, or the guy.
Oh, my God. If he's in Tommy Bahama uniform.
Or the guy who started FUBU.
Damon John?
From I don't know.
From Shark Tank.
Oh.
Oh, really?
What are you watching Shark Tank for?
I'm 80 years old.
Oh,
no one knows this, but I'm 80 years old.
Yeah, and that's like our sequel setup is like he goes, let's go home, and I'm throwing up everywhere.
You mean to Valhalla? Great. Yes.
So, and then I think one of the first credits we see at the very end, by the way.
Right.
Is what was his name? Stephen Mnuchin.
Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin.
Which is
Trump's Treasury Secretary.
Oh right.
Who, by the way, you know, obviously executive producer of this film. I think I've got this working theory.
Okay.
That Trump is assembling a Suicide Squad of government.
Oh okay. Sure.
Because he's like, there's a lot of terrible governments in the world, right? So you know, ISIS is so bad. We got to be worse. We need to have a worse government than ISIS. Well, and that way, how do you fight? You fight something bad with something bad.
Well, I'll say this, President-elect. That Steve Bannon fellow you got there, he's a dead ringer for Killer Croc.
Sure is. I found Steve Bannon in a sewer.
He's chewing on a goat corpse.
He was yelling about Jews.
He was feeding under Trump Tower.
You know, I don't think the analogy for Killer Croc works so well because at the end of the movie, Killer Croc's one wish is to watch BET, which I don't think Steve Bannon would like.
Yeah, that's true.
Steve Bannon would. He's like, Steve Bannon's the type of guy that would be like, why isn't there a white entertainment television?
He's had that conversation a lot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Can I get a parental block on the channel for these people?
The weird thing is, like, why does Killer Croc want BET? Why isn't he like, I want cable? There you go. I want DirecTV.
How about just a bunch of corpses I can eat? Because that's what I like to do.
You know what? And that's another thing that's not paid off in this movie. I have to hear, and actually there's a conversation at one point between him and Harley Quinn.
That's an extended scene, by the way.
Is it like that he's a cannibal? And it's like, blah, blah, blah. He's a cannibal. She's like, why do you eat people? And like, that has to happen. Like, the end of the movie, like, he chomps into one of these fucking little blob monsters.
He does bite a bunch of them. It doesn't matter.
But the thing is, like,
does he?
The thing is, these things have like no consistency that you can't tell anything is fucking.
And also, that's a PG-13 thing, by the way. These blob people it's a big PG. They're not people. They explode. They're black ink. Whatever.
They double down on that cannibal thing, by the way, because his little intro graphic. Cannibalistic tendency.
Yeah. It's right there.
What does he eat? Other killer crocs?
Apparently.
I am the last one.
Well, that was apparently a bunch of stuff that is like complete. I don't even know if they shot it, but was a lot of Killer Croc as a kid.
What? No.
Coming to grips with like, I'm beautiful. And because there's all the shit in the movie about how like everyone keeps calling him ugly and he's got like a positive image of himself.
Which is nice.
Sure, that's great. Who could care? But there was a thing where it's like him getting picked on as a kid and like, no, I'm beautiful or whatever.
Yeah, they cut out the scene with Christina Aguilera's beautiful.
Now I'm just picturing a Killer Croc movie that's structured like Moonlight.
Oh my God.
Like Killer Croc in grade school, high school, and then him as an adult.
Do you sell my mom drugs? You were the only one, Batman, in all those years. You were the only one that touched me.
Oh, God. And it's the end of the movie. Yes. Yeah. What is the special credit that David Ayer played someone named Slappy?
Smitty.
Oh, Smitty?
When they're dumping the goat corpse into Killer Croc's tank.
He's the goat corpse?
He is, actually. He did double work. But he's the other. He's talking to Ike Barinholtz. Yeah. Oh, fucking see.
Everyone's talking. Ike Barinholtz just takes a left out of movie town, man.
Yeah. He really does. Gone. They ride him out on a rail. That's it. I can't believe I've seen this movie twice now. One of which was in theaters.
And one of which was extended.
You know what? Yeah. Honestly, the first time I saw this movie, I was like, I don't like it, but there's more of a movie here than Batman versus Superman. Or so I thought.
Yeah.
I rewatched this, and I'm just like, it's boring as shit. But it is downright boring.
And it is like paint. Like we didn't talk that much about the dialogue.
Yeah,
the dialogue is haltingly bad. Like, there's some fucking scene where, like, fucking Slipknot gets off of a plane and they're like, "That's the man who can climb anything."
Yeah, I'm like, what? I'm like,
why do I
care? It's that French guy from Man on Wire,
Philippe Petit. Slipknot. That's cool. He also punches a woman in the face. The second woman to get punched in the face.
Cool. Oh, and they all just start cracking up.
It's a knee slapper.
That's righteous. Hey, that's grim dark. Yeah.
Also, Batman punches Harley Quinn underwater in the face. Yep. How does that work?
I don't know. It's fun, though.
What, an underwater punch?
Underwater punch. He knocks somebody out with a punch.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I guess he's Batman, but physics.
So I would not recommend this movie.
No.
But I think Eric kind of raised the question, though. What is the better movie here? Is it BVS?
I think it is.
I think it is too.
I think Batman vs. Superman, it fails much bigger.
Yeah.
It swings wider.
Stake.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And I mean, like, honestly, like, I would much rather.
There are stakes. That's the thing. I wanted this to be a better movie, but it's not.
I kind of, like, if this was down and dirty and, like, crazy and fun, I'd be into it. But I'd rather watch a bad Batman and Superman movie any day over a bad movie with fucking Killer Croc and Slipknot and all these other characters.
Really came to light with the extended cut, I will say, is that I was firmly on that this was better than BVS.
Yeah.
And I was turned around completely watching this again.
Yeah.
And like,
you gotta go back the other way. The road's closed.
And And the BVS cut is also a pain in the ass to watch.
Oh, I haven't seen the
long one.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Like, we promised it, and we'll never do it. No, sorry, everybody. Sorry, we failed.
Yeah, it's weird though. Like, because I put out my worst of list, and I had BVS as being worse, just because I think there was more at stake for that movie. Sure. There was more riding on that movie.
I will say
it could have been, and that movie could have been a lot better than it was.
Well, I will say I think there's nobody is good in BVS.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie is good in this.
I think Affleck and Irons are good in BVS, yeah, though.
That is fair as well.
I think Irons is good. I'm not on the Affleck Batman.
See, I am, and I think that's where, like, if anything, that's what's tipping the scale, is like BVS has more of Ben Affleck being Batman than this movie does. Yeah. Which this movie it should be zero.
Yes. Sure.
But they chose to do it, and it's like a point that interests me, I guess, but like
I don't know, it's tough. It's really, I mean, they're both really bad, and this universe is dreadful. You've made yourself a dreadful fucking cinematic universe.
And then
congratulations,
it's just awkward because you watch this JLA trailer, and we're just yucking with Bruce Wayne and the Flash through the whole fucking thing.
Oh,
and
is there their trailer out?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a trailer, if it was like a Comic-Con footage, reel or something.
Oh, but wait, it's like, all right, guys,
wait, they're make. They're making a Justice League movie.
Have you heard about this?
That's the Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Directed by David Ayer. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at WHMPodcast. And write into the ye old mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you would choose to download it from. It's very important to us. We would greatly appreciate it if you take a second out of your busy day to do that.
Yeah, if you're on iTunes. Hey, dude, you on iTunes? Man, we're on iTunes.
That's right.
Dude, let's connect.
Hey, man, you got any iTunes? Yeah. I got iTunes.
Dude, rate us whatever stars you think we deserve. It would greatly, greatly help the show.
So next week, the worst of 2016 continues with what are we doing? What's the next week's thing? Is that what Steve's looking up right now?
That's exactly what he's doing.
He's trying to look it up.
Oh shit! Tehran's Book of Secrets has what the next next episode is.
It is going to be the Gods of Egypt.
Oh, Gods of Egypt!
Gods of Egypt.
That's a movie with a bunch of white people playing Middle Eastern people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Hey, that's terrific. It's Gerard Butler, right?
It's Gerard Butler. An Egyptian god.
And you know what?
Okay.
I noticed this. I was checking like other people's best of lists to see if I was like missing anything while making mine.
Gods of Egypt all over them.
Dude,
what?
It was some UK thing. I think it was The Guardian. The Guardian's like joint staff of like our best films of the year. No. Gods of Egypt was on there.
Wow.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. It might not have been The Guardian. It was something. I was like, this is shocking.
Well, it's about time the citizens of the UK played Gods of Egypt.
I was going to say, unless it's a bathroom wall, that doesn't make much sense.
What?
The list. If the list wasn't just on a bathroom wall.
Oh, if the list itself was not on the internet, but was indeed on a pub's bathroom wall. I see what you're saying.
I could take a piss to that.
So next week we're discussing I don't really even know what the movie's about.
It's about Gods of Egypt and like it's basically it's a Clash of the Titans movie.
Is Moses in that, dude?
He's not.
No cameo?
No cameo.
I don't believe so.
What about the Bible cinematic universe we're gonna set up?
Well, there is a hilarious graphics of everybody looks taller. All the gods
look
taller.
That's amazing.
It's really stupid.
Oh, I can't wait now. That's really dumb. So until next week, with height differences for no reason, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sader.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.